Started.
Are you sure?
It says it started. We can double check.
Pull up the chat. Yeah, maybe we should double check. God,
maybe we're on.
Dude, this
maybe
is
we're on.
Our very first live Bob episode 181. I was going to wear a different shirt.
Well, you still have time. You can
go.
All right. Oh, man. Holding down the live.
Yeah, somebody type something in chat if you guys hear this.
Yeah, somebody
Let's
get in there.
Let's test out the chat. See.
Here we go. Bottom of the barrel. Boop, boop, boo, da, boo. Yeah, if this is working, it's sick.
We got beers?
I have part of a beer here. We can use a couple beers. At home, get your beers and sit on down, fire it up. It's bottom of the barrel time, first time ever.
Fuck yeah, we got some people in chat too.
Oh shit, we're streaming to you live from the barrel. If it's a little bit echoey in here, that's because we are, in fact, in the bottom of a barrel. And Chris Ramsey flying in the beers.
Wait, is it echoey?
No. Oh. That's just a barrel joke.
Oh, it's a barrel analogy?
Get it? All right.
Hey
yo.
Yes.
Feels good. Welcome back.
Dude, this is crazy. So we can't actually see the chat because like this has been a last minute hookup. We were supposed to publish a Bob yesterday, and as you know, there was none. So we felt kind of bad. I knew Wes was coming down. So we decided to do a live one instead, surprise you guys out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Here we are. But because we're doing this live, it's the first time. This isn't hooked up.
Yeah.
We'll get that hooked up next time. Because right now all the energy is focused in on the live stream, apparently.
Yeah, it's even working.
Yeah. Is this, chat, let us know. Is this working? Does the sound work?
Yeah.
Are the cameras looking good? Is everything A-okay? Let Green know. Green can see all of your comments. He's reading it all.
Yeah, I see you, Claire, Lisa, Tom.
You don't have to shout out everybody, man. It's
everybody.
Redundant.
No, but I asked them already for sound and video.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So they're clarifying.
Let's cut this guy's mic out, eh? I do have a question for you, though. How many viewers are currently watching?
21.
Damn. All right. If
Let's
we get to
go.
let us know when we hit milestones.
Awesome.
All right. Like 25 might be a milestone. Just, you know, the little victories in life, dude. This is awesome.
This is
sick.
Yeah, we're in the same place at the same time for once.
Yeah, it feels the same.
Yeah, it feels
with like
same.
A dark screen.
Yeah, it feels worse actually.
It does feel a little worse for us. Feels better for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm right with it.
Yeah. He's look at him, he's typing back. He's in the chat rooms.
Yeah. People love me.
Stop flirting with our audience.
I don't even know how to get into it right now because I was just gonna get into it like I normally do.
Well, let's just get into it like we normally do. Welcome. Oh. Hey, by the way.
There you go.
Hey, before we get into anything else,
go subscribe to Patreon. Just ask for more
if you want to. You know,
join the membership on YouTube.
On the YouTube membership, you do get perks as well as extra episodes, as well as on Patreon. You can do all of that. We do appreciate all the support. And if you got a question for us, don't make it a dumb question. Don't make it like a easy question. Like I know you're thinking, like, well, what got you into magic?
Right.
I'll tell you what didn't get me into magic. It's questions like that.
Like, send us something interesting. Like, if I send you a cucumber, who can get it further down their throat, Wes or Chris? Like, give us something. Give us a challenge.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's hypothetical.
Yeah, this is live.
Right, yeah. But they didn't send us anything, did they?
Yeah, so definitely creative. Send us questions. And if you really want us to answer a question, throw a donation behind me. Because that's how we're really going to answer it. Honestly, we'll ignore it.
$1,000 will write your name on this barrel too. Actually,
there's no money involved. We will ignore every single question until there is money on the line.
True.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you this, and this is speaking of money. This is perfect. Segue.
Let's go.
You know why I was home yesterday? You know how we were FaceTiming? You're like, "Are you home?"
Because no one hired you for a gig.
No,
no.
I had to cancel.
You had to cancel a gig?
I was supposed to be at Helium Comedy Club in fucking St. Louis.
Ooh.
They called me.
Ooh.
I was like 4 hours from going to the airport, and Buddy emailed me. He's like, "Hey, low ticket sales."
Oh no!
And I was like, "Good lord, I've never had to do this before."
That was your first Helium show.
Yeah.
Oh
he's
man,
like, he's
feel
like,
bad.
I don't know why it sold so bad. And he was like, "Yeah, dude, he's like, we got like 12 tickets tonight."
Dude.
And he's like, he's like, "It's up to you." He's like, "Technically, you know, I should have told you, you know, like." It's a little last minute now, and I'm like, well, it's up to you because
how many seats?
It's short. It's small room, 80. It's not a big room.
Still,
so I was like, well, man, you're the one paying me, so It's sort of, if it was my show, if I rented the theater, I would never have canceled it. I would have done it for four people. I don't give a shit.
That's right.
But it's like, it's under them, and they're the ones, like, they're paying.
So they're still paying you regardless?
No.
Oh.
That's the thing. That's why he's like, hey, man, want to just put it on a different date?
Yeah.
Where we can maybe sell some more tickets? And I was like, sure, dude.
That sucks because...
Yeah.
Because, well, I
got a few angry emails, and I'm like, listen, man, you got to understand how this, like...
You, because normally what you do before you go to these cities, you'll market it. Yeah. On your socials, and you'll put it out there, and you'll always sell like at least 100 tickets.
At least a bad show for me, like, and being really honest, a bad show is 80.
Yeah.
But like a good normal show for me is 150, 200.
200
in good markets.
Yep.
Recently, I've been doing 300 to 700 in the good markets.
Yep. Yeah, with Simon.
Yeah. Yep. When we pair up. So I've never seen a show under 80. 80 is like my floor. Like,
but
I
also because
wrong.
It wasn't your show. You didn't feel the need to pump it out?
I guess I didn't. I didn't. Yeah, because I
might be. That might be a little on you then.
Yeah.
A little 50-50.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
I'm learning because the comedy clubs used to be, well, we're just a comedy club.
They'd have their own
well
audience.
Well known, and the people just show up.
You go to Bordello in Montreal.
Yeah.
You can be anybody, and
you're going to.
You'll sell
same.
Out. It's like 100, you know, 90 seats or whatever. You'll sell it just because the comedy club is so established. Speaking of which, you see Dave Chappelle open a comedy club.
Fucking bad, though.
yeah, feels bad for sure.
Chappelle, where?
Ohio.
Ohio, yeah.
Right. In like the small town where he lives in. So it's not even like Columbus or like some big town. It's a small town.
Wow.
Yellow something and Yellow Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax. And think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Crazy.
And so right now what he's doing, he built this whole comedy club. I watched Joke World. Shout out Joke World. If you're a fan of comedy, this guy just recaps all the podcasts, all the comedy stuff like every week. He's very good at it. And he went out there and Dave Chappelle's club, because now we got Joe Rogan's club, which is the comedy mothership.
I guess must have inspired him to do that then.
I suppose. But that's in Austin, which is already a hub for entertainment.
Right.
This is in...
Buttfuck.
Yeah, it Yellow Springs or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So it'll definitely be interesting to see if like it just brings people to that part of Ohio.
I can't believe it would.
So they did a few practice nights, which were phones in the bag, no recording, but there was no alcohol served because they didn't have a liquor license yet. So they're just kind of like before the grand opening.
Right.
The guy said there was crazy security. He's like, it was easier to get on my flight.
Oh my God.
And it's like he's been in the mothership. They have security there as well. But he was like, it was obviously because of the attacks on Chappelle.
Right.
They had to like ramp it up. And then they only have one room, theater style. Hmm. I think it looked like 250, 300 seats or something, but theater style with like a mezzanine.
I like that.
No tables.
I like that.
Yeah, it is nice, but it's also.
It's not really comedy club. It's theater.
You're in for a 3 hour show without any drinks.
Yeah, the drinks is insane. You gotta do drinks.
But you can't because they can't. There's no room for anybody. It's like literal theater seats.
But I just went to the theater the other day and they served us drinks.
Before.
Yeah, but you're allowed to bring them in.
Yeah. But
oh,
then you're
oh,
in there
yeah,
for
no
3 hours.
Waiters, no waiters. Yeah,
there's no waiters.
Yeah, you got to get up and get them, which sucks.
Yeah.
Getting up sucks. Getting up is more of a distraction.
That is true. You don't want to, unless there's like intermission and whatnot, but which makes it weird.
That's a tricky call.
It is a tricky call. I definitely like the way Rogan's Club is set up because of the, like, it feels like everybody is tight in, but you still have room for tables and staff.
Yeah.
In that way. It was really.
I guess comedy clubs were designed. Comedy clubs are so well established, you probably shouldn't mess with it too much.
Mm.
Right? But I prefer as a performer the
theater.
Sitting in theater. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's
no
what he
tables,
said.
No distractions.
Exactly. And he's like, out of all the comedy shows I've seen, that was the best one. Mm. He's like, the environment was so Bert Kreischer performed then. You had Bill Burr do a whole bunch of sets.
Wow.
Like the week before, but this is going to be one of those places for Chappelle to just be there every day of the week, and then, you know, the weekend bring in guests or whatever.
Like 4-hour sets himself, man. He goes so long.
Absolutely, and that's what he did apparently. But it'll be a great place for him to just go up every night.
Wow.
And he'd be close to home, so I thought that was pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah, comedy's really crushing it right now. So
I don't even know if I've ever been to Ohio.
Magic Fest.
Oh yeah, right. I've been to Ohio once.
Columbus have been at least 3 or 4
that's
times.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Shit. Cool.
Oldest magic convention in the world.
The Ohio one.
The Ohio one.
That's such a bizarre fact.
Well, I think they're well over 100 years now. I think it was in the 20s, 1920s.
That is, yeah. That seems wild to me.
Yeah. Cool fact. I'm going to a magic convention in Italy next month. ECM, European Championship of Magic. It is the FISM of Europe.
Mm.
Same organization, I think. Organized by the same people. Walter Rolfo and like all these guys.
Yeah.
I'll be out there for a few days. And then afterwards, I have meetings because I'm officially part of the FISM committee.
Ooh, fancy.
For the next...
Is that announced?
There's no real announcement, but I'm heading... social media presence, basically trying to figure out how to get more people, because they're realizing now low ticket sales after you know what happened in 2020.
Yeah.
Low ticket sales.
Okay. Easy way to check how this is going. Green, how many we got on there right now watching us?
We went down to 20. Now we're up to 24.
See, so you should be the social media guy then.
Yeah.
You get 24 people watching you.
That's right. That's pretty crazy.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty insane.
So, wow.
It's more about, like, I told them, like, you definitely want to have like stream passes for certain shows, you know, set that up so people can go online and they can stream something.
That'd
from
be great.
FISM. Cause that is really amazing. But also you want people who are there to get a better experience than online, because you want people to come there in person.
Sure.
And so what I thought would be cool was to have like, even like this giant room, that's like a selfie room.
Mm-hmm.
Of like a bunch of little stations that have different illusions that you can take photos or video in, and or just a performer that's in there that's like, hey, he'll do some Instagram friendly magic for you that you can post right away. Michael Viral.
That's a great idea.
These type of things, so that, and then, you know, with the hashtags and whatnot, so that the next time it happens, now the ticket sales have increased. Because to increase ticket sales now,
impossible.
I mean, you can, but other than the draws, other than, you know, who's
going
to be there. You know, you need to. So
yeah, you need the event to sell the next event.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I'm pushing. I'm like, let's go big on giving people who are there a really, really cool, unique experience that you can only get if you're there in person.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I do think magic is better when you're there in person. You know, stage magic is much of the same.
Yeah.
But the environment of being around people, like when you go to a play or a theater show.
Yeah.
It's not the same seeing a video, because you're filled with the energy of the people around you.
Yeah.
And like, you're leaving the house, there's like this, you're dressing up nice.
Well, think about it, like, even when you see comedy, you're definitely laughing more if you're watching in person. You can still laugh at home on your couch. But when you're watching magic, you never on your couch ever go, "Oh! Oh!" You'd never do that. But in person,
he does, dude. He does all the time.
Well, you know, normal.
He actually we brought him to Kill Tony. This guy was laughing his ass off. He was up. We were up in the VIP booth, dude.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're like, "You brought your special brother to the VIP booth." He was just laughing his ass off. He was so happy. It was nice to see.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
I got Tony to roast me.
You did get Tony to roast you.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, you're such a hard target too. I'm surprised you went for it. It's like, how am I gonna roast this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a $5 dono.
Hey. Oh, let's go.
From Space DJ 11.
Hey. Let's go, Space
DJ. You're supposed to be at work, Space DJ, but all right. Appreciate you.
Says Barrel Boys for life.
Yeah.
That's It's got to be one of the gayest donations I've ever heard. We love it. We appreciate it. Thank you, Space DJ.
We should tell people what they're in store for today. We got Bob Talks coming up. We got Vibrator Race. I want people to know.
Yeah.
We're hitting all the.
Yep. We're gonna give you a Vibrator Race a little bit later. A little vibe race, yep. And we'll do it live.
Doing it live.
And then we'll do some Bob Talks. We're getting it all. We're spinning the wheel.
Yep.
We just haven't brought any empty threats with us. No. Been so long, we haven't really sat down. I didn't even feel like threatening him.
Last time I saw you in person was probably in Austin.
That's right. For my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which feels like forever. Last time we were in here was even longer, right?
That was a great time, dude.
That was so good. That was so good.
Seeing the friends. I got to perform at the Creek, which was nice. Nice little surprise.
Yeah.
What else happened there? I mean, we hung out. We got some projects in the works as well with some... There's some really, famous comics down there. I'm working on something, and Wes is looking to perhaps make a move and get a place in Austin for a while. And
I think June I'll start it.
Break out that market, dude. Break it in.
Got it.
Like a Bronco.
Got it. I got it all sorted.
Can't wait.
Be good to do some podcasts from down there.
You were on a cruise ship. We were both in Bahamas roughly at the same time.
Yeah, you got there the day I left.
Yeah. And then we were both in North Carolina. On the same day. We also didn't see each other, which is wild. But let's talk about your cruise ship. How did that go?
Cruise was good. I did two back to back. I did a 4-day one, then a 5-day one. And I perform one night in each.
Yep.
And I'm getting good at these cruise ship gigs because, once you find the cruise lines that you vibe with, the shows are pretty automatic. You do sort of your corporate set.
Yeah, you do celebrity.
Yeah, celebrity is what I did this time. And it was fine. I got a standing ovation on the one show.
How big's that ship?
Same exact size as the Titanic, roughly.
It's not that big.
So, this is 960 feet long. Titanic was 880.
Okay.
This is 11 decks, and Titanic was 10.
Relatively small.
Relatively small. Oh, yeah.
I see some of those mega ones. You see those?
Yeah. Some of them will hold 6,000 people. This one holds 2,400.
Yeah. There's one that holds 9,000. Yeah. The biggest one in the world or whatever.
Insane. This is it's a good size, honestly. Yeah. I don't get invited to the bigger ones. So
you had four shows?
Yeah. Two were fucking standing ovation killer, and two were fine.
Okay. What are the differences? Were they time of day or was it?
No, they're all the same. They're 7 and 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
on the one night, and then the next night, 7 and 9 o'clock.
So the one night you did well, and the next night you did not well?
No, both times it was the second show I got killed it.
So the later show?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
People a little boozed up?
The very first show, I wasn't really, I don't know what was wrong with me.
Energy?
Something. And then I went back, and I was like, it was okay, but I didn't like it. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go pedal to the metal here. And I went hard on the second one, standing ovation, boom. And
that's
I was like,
awesome.
Oh, okay, here we go.
That's usually the case, though, with me as well. Anytime I bomb,
you go hard.
I just stop caring.
Oh, not me.
I'm I'm just going to do what I love. Instead of trying to please people,
right.
It's just and then that energy, I think,
so
translates.
Yeah, there's two different types of bombing for me.
Yeah.
And I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Where you just say, I don't care anymore. I'll just do what I want to do.
Yeah.
There's another type that I've only been able to recognize recently where it is completely me. It has nothing to do with them and it's at all. It is very much just, I'm like, oh, you have to, instead of being carefree, focus more, try harder, dig in deeper.
Lean into it more.
Yeah, and instead of throwing caution to the wind and being more free and fun up there, if anything, I have to go the other way, hone it in, and be like, no, just like a sniper now, and just go and murder with the murdering stuff. Don't be you. You were being too you last time, and it got away from you.
Oh.
There's a time and place for it, but sometimes I'm like, no, I'm just going to go in there, and I'm just going to kill shots the whole time.
So confusing.
It is very confusing.
Because you'll do a show there, and then you'll do a theater show, and then you'll do a comedy club. You have to adapt.
That's what it is.
So differently. Yeah. And I know comics have to do the same.
Yeah.
You know, when they go from a club to a theater to, a cruise ship, it's the same for them.
Yeah.
But I think the change is just it's more subtle with comedy than it is with magic. It has to be pretty, a pretty blatant change.
And I did two back-to-back ships, and the comedian on the first ship was so bad.
Ugh.
Everyone was fine with it. If I did that bad, I would be blackballed from cruise ships.
Yeah, we can't say blackballed anymore, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, I would be outcasted from cruise ships. It
really
changes
have to
fast.
Saying, we really have to stop saying blackballed.
I don't know. All right, I'd be blueballed from
we've
the
been
cruise
warned.
Ships.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was – but, like, I don't know why the comedy can be so bad on the ships.
Yeah.
They seem to have no real standard. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's I wild. Wish it was, like – I wish we were, like, in the 60s because then it would be, like – I feel like it would be cooler to be a cruise ship. Yeah. Comic or magician, right?
Yeah.
Because then you're like, I don't know, there's something sly about it, something like fancy about it. But now it's just like, oh, it's just like an extension of Disney.
Every time I'm there, I'm like, I should just stop doing these because I get so annoyed. But I'm like, you know what? It's me. It's like, just come back when you're at the other end of your career because they're all older. And I'm like, why are you bad at this? But I'm like, they already had a great career. Desire. And they probably were popping and funny back then.
Well, they were doing the same act they're doing now.
That too. So I'm like, maybe I should just come back in 25 years and just cruise like then. Maybe that 20 years, 15 years.
It is something nice about having the same act you can just do
it is pretty
for
cool.
decades. There is something nice about that in terms of like, I don't have to work at it. Because magicians, that's all magicians do, most like 90% because they're doing corporate and they're doing cruise ships and no one else is going to see the show. You're only
forever.
Yeah, you'll never, I mean, you'd have to be unlucky to see the same show twice just because you'd have to book the same cruise ship twice. Or like, you know what I mean?
Truly.
But but there's something nice about no stress about, oh, this new material. You know that all this stuff works forever.
Dude, okay, talk about that. This is nuts. Because I'm doing some tricks, especially my corporate act, that I have been doing for literally almost 15 years, a couple tricks.
Okay. Which ones?
Like swallowing the balloon.
Yep.
Like straitjacket escape.
Yep.
Right? So I've switched up the straitjacket one, so that one feels fresh again. The other thing I've been doing, maybe not 15 years, but like for like 10 years, is that Wayne Dobson, Wayne's Exchange.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
So I forced the word to the guy. First show, second cruise, and he just doesn't
forgot it.
Just panics, makes up a different word in his brain, and there's no out for this.
Well,
trick.
Surely you're a magician, you'll figure it out.
Truly, that's where he was at, and it was just the most awkward. And because I was on,
wait, so you were like, "What was the last time you did this?" And he's like, "I've never done it."
Yeah, I was like, "That's you can't really do this thing."
And I'm like, he's like, "It's elephant."
Yeah,
it's elephant's
like,
the word.
Three letters. Yeah, he's like, yeah. Everything else is lining up, and I'm like,
three letters too.
Oh yeah, I think he's just making shit up.
What was the word?
Pen. So I got nothing, and the crowd's like that. But like, I didn't realize till very far into this trick. Like, I knew it was going wrong, but I've been doing it for so long. I was on complete autopilot.
Right, you were like,
I was literally.
He doesn't get it.
I was like thinking, like, yeah. My brain was just, I'm interacting with this guy, but I'm thinking about, like, I wonder what bar, I'm going to go to the upstairs bar and get an old fashioned. That's where I'm thinking about what we're doing after the show.
Yeah.
And then I zoomed back in and realized, like, oh, I'm in a problem.
Yeah.
I have a problem right now.
The audience is like this. You're also looking at him like, is this guy retarded? Like, what the hell's going on here? Yeah. But the audience is actually looking at you like.
Because I'm having an out-of-body experience being like, this magician's kind of sucking. I better go back and check in. And it's me.
Yeah.
I'm up there sucking. And Kristen came on the ship with me, but she's never been on the ship before. So she came to the next show, thank God. She watched me do that. She would have been like, swim back. Fuck this.
Just stayed on one of those islands.
Yeah, pretty much.
We got another dono.
Oh, let's go.
From JR. But this is for a comment for the Patreon. And I got Philippe Baudouin, too, who's talking about the same
thing. Yeah, throw it up. All right.
They're just saying their names were removed from the end credits because it switched from the Patreon, I guess.
All right.
My name got removed from the end credits because I switched from Patreon to a YouTube membership.
True.
That's a good one. Okay.
All right,
well,
we got to get Artie
so
on
we'll
that.
Look into that. Yeah.
Artie!
We'll fix that.
Artie's not here, but.
Artie will fix that in post.
Good
thanks
call.
For that.
Good show.
He paid us to say that?
Yeah. All right. JR,
$6.99. Nice, dude.
Hey, and this is US, number. By the way. Like, I see the conversion
to rich, dude.
Canadian
dollars. Let's go. I'm always reminded of that scene in Eurotrip where they give like the Eastern European, I don't even know what country they were in, but they give this guy like a quarter and he's like, I fucking quit. He works the hotel.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
He like bought his own hotel.
That's so good. Well, speaking of that, can we do the money real quick? The ad read?
Yeah.
We should just get out of the way.
Yeah.
Just so we can get back to having fun.
Sure. This video is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yep.
Take it away, Wes. Camera on him.
All right. Camera on me. Yes. How is your social battery right now? Is it running low? BetterHelp can help. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. You ever feel that way? You feel that way sometimes, Chris? You spread yourself too thin?
Yeah, dude, I spread my legs way too thin sometimes.
That's what I thought. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
No way.
Or spread your legs too thin.
There's no way.
And you know what the best part about this? You got a busy schedule, I assume?
I'm listening.
Well, if you got a busy schedule, BetterHelp is here for you because you can it's virtual. And you can change it, Chris. You can
that
switch out. If you don't vibe with the person,
yeah,
you can get a new therapist.
That is a good option to have, honestly. Great. That is a great option because sometimes you're just speaking. It's like, this is your deepest, like, you know, troubling stuff that you have to tell someone else.
Yeah.
You just show up to someone, you knock on the door, you open it, like you look at their face, you don't have the heart to tell them, I don't want to, and you just kind of hide stuff from them. You don't want that.
Exactly.
You want to be able to pick and choose and cherry pick your own.
And you know what? Even
therapist.
They're even saying too, like, it doesn't even have to be deep in whatever trauma, whatever. It can
nope.
just be. It's just a
to talk.
It's just a way to help make you the best you can be.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what they're saying, and I think that's a heck of a good thing. So if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, start with BetterHelp. Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, switch therapists anytime, like we said, for no additional charge. So, without further ado.
And cheaper than buying a handgun.
That is definitely true. That is absolutely facts. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/barrel today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/barrel. Boom. Thank
Link
you, BetterHelp.
Will be provided in the description eventually.
There's no microphones. So phone drop.
Oh, phone drop. Nice. Who's doing that mic drop bit? Who's telling me about that?
I was telling you about a new thing I'm going to try.
That's you're telling
me.
Okay, yeah. I was wondering. I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So?
Thanks, BetterHelp.
We got an empty threat from the chat.
You got an empty threat from chat?
Yeah, since
well,
you guys
you know what?
Any...
Before I even hear this empty threat, that person, if I ever find out who they are, I swear to God, I will pick up pigeon shit and lace your mayonnaise with it lightly so that you will likely develop some type of parasitic, you know, symbiote worm in your intestine eventually. So go ahead.
All right. Well, reeling 1988. I will fly to Canada, kidnap Chris and Wes, smuggle them to my house, force them to do an escape room show locally, then chain them into my basement.
That felt real.
Yeah, felt real.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard that one before.
I feel like that's two escape rooms, though.
I think that,
if you change us in his basement, that's another escape room.
Yeah, it's just
this
another.
Second level. Second level of the escape room.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fine. We can do that.
I feel like that's what most of the people watching my videos would actually do.
Yeah. You know what the worst, you know what a real threat is? If you were to chain me up, put toothpicks in my eyes, and force me to watch my own YouTube content starting at day one.
Ooh.
That's a good one for me. That's
pull like a Shia LaBeouf where you just like,
yeah,
you just marathon your own content.
Remember I told you about that when I got my teeth done? They did that to me?
Did they? I've never heard this. Dude, wait, so...
Sorry, you carry on.
You're heavily sedated. And they put
Mexico
on your own channel?
Yeah, I go to Mexico to get my teeth done. And I get in these veneers. And I'm in there and I'm already tripping out because I'm in Mexico. I'm like, this is 11 years ago, 12 years ago.
How many times in your head are you like, am I going to die?
Oh, so many times. Like, I'm like, are they just collecting my teeth? Like, are they just taking all my teeth?
Like the real tooth fairy, not as glamorous.
State-of-the-art machinery in the
yeah, you'll get it.
Crippled, build, decapitated.
Yeah, keep going. It's almost there.
Debacle.
So close.
What's the word? Dilapidated.
Decrepit?
Dilapidated.
Yep.
That's right. Anyways, buildings aren't looking good. Machines look good. I'm sitting there, and then they're like, someone comes in, they're like, oh, he's a magician. And they're like, what? And they look up online, like, oh, he has YouTube videos. He's famous. This is 12 years ago. I only had 16 videos up. So they wheeled in, like, a TV, like they do when you're in high school, right? But like
yeah.
an old school, right? And it's attached up to the internet somehow.
One of the giant Hitachi ones, like the.
And they hit play on my YouTube channel.
Nice.
And it's not, they're not watching it. It's just for me.
Ah.
So I'm watching and they're just taking my teeth from me. And I have to watch my same 16 videos on a loop for hours. And I I was like, what the hell?
It's insane that they think that's what you want to watch.
I was like, can I pick anything else? Literally, any other channel would have been more interesting to me. Yeah,
to
any
them,
other channel.
To them, too.
Millions. I was apparently. So, I hated that. So anyways, ever since then, I'm like, if you're going to threaten me,
yeah,
that's what it
yeah,
is.
Pull my teeth out and make me watch my own videos. That sounds like a legit thing they do in fucking Viet Cong, dude. Back in the day. That's crazy.
So bad. I hated that.
Yeah, they're like thinking of all these like Chinese torture traps, and they're like, what if we pull his teeth out one by one and make him watch his own video? Which coincidentally feels like getting your teeth pulled.
Oh fuck, it's bad.
Yeah.
But then I went out and got drunk with a dentist, so it was pretty fun.
That's funny.
Drinking tequila, it's good times.
Yeah, that's when he found out he wasn't a dentist.
Yeah. He's like
he's like, no dude, I came here for the same thing.
If we go to the bar, he pays in my teeth. Throws them on the counter.
Bartender smiles, just no teeth in her mouth. She's like, thank you.
I was just looking at my phone a minute ago to look and see if I had any empty threats.
Yeah.
And I don't. It turns out I have, I guess I was drinking and writing down funny jokes.
Let's go. Those are the worst, by the way.
Dude, because I remember I was with Kristen and we were getting a few drinks on the old cruise ship there. And this is the two things I wrote down. Mm-hmm. This is the most a penis could be, penis. Really, penises are like, hi, so funny. I write all that. I even write so funny.
You wrote so funny?
Yeah. I wrote dash dash so funny. And then I wrote, this has gone over twice. First time, we were like, haha, dude.
Wait, this makes no sense.
Yeah, zero. No concept of anything about that. That was drunk me with two separate joke ideas being like, oh,
and,
yeah.
And I know you're giggling like a child yeah. while you're writing this.
Penis is like, hi. You're like, so funny. Hey, dude. Ha ha.
You probably said hey, dude to somebody who just wrote it down.
I might have been a voice.
You went like, hey, dude. And the guy like started laughing. You're like, I'm going to write that down.
Oh, I might have voice detected it or something. Voice note. I don't know.
That's so funny. Do I have anything of the... I just have dicks are fun shits. You all right? Well, because people who like it are like, oh, it's just like having a fun... I guess when you're having a shit, it's just like having a fun shit.
Yeah, that actually makes sense.
If you
sense.
Like that, then you can't hate shitting.
Yeah, I don't think anyone hates shitting.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. It's got to be just like a fun shit.
Yeah. So we should try, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we're live.
Live. Yeah. That's why we're live.
Yeah. It's funny because like dicks are fun shits and then no additional text. Like, all right. What do I have here? Empty threats. No, these are all old ones. Dude, if I start reading, like the worst is like when you read like, because I'll write jokes down. I won't write the joke. I'll never write the joke. I'll just write a prompt to make me think of it. But then you read it back and it's like...
And you can't remember. It sucks.
Yeah.
We got a dono.
Oh, what do we got?
We got this one. We're working together, chat and I. I got to say COVID.
Oh. Mother. Smart. Well played.
Let's take a shot.
From Philip Baudouin, by the way.
$2. Hey, Phil.
Hey, nice.
Merci, finally. Phil.
I'll do this little...
Sure, yeah. Get that little bastard.
One that we can't pronounce on stream.
Yes, sir.
Nika is what it's called. Nikka.
You nailed it.
I nailed it that time.
Thank you.
Cool. Every time I drink, it's Japanese whiskey. Every time I finish drinking, I'm like, ooh. Every time.
Dude, I just want to get on a plane.
this right whiskey, ooh. All of a sudden.
So good.
Take a sip. So good.
Oh, buddy, that is really good, though.
It's a really good whiskey.
Damn.
Yeah. They know how to do shit, the Japanese, dude. They do everything better than everyone.
Yeah.
It's crazy for, like, this. We've spoken about this, but it's fucking crazy.
You're, like, you're one of my favorite people to travel with, not for any of the reasons you'd probably realize. but, like, I like having, like, a good whiskey somewhere.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people... That's not like an activity they really want to do when they're traveling normally. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But you're down.
Yeah, people like the cocktails.
Yeah, or people won't sit still when they're traveling for fear of there might be something better around the next corner.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And like true.
Yeah.
But also part of traveling is getting to a spot it's like fishing.
Oh,
you
yeah.
sit down, and then you got to sort of see what comes by.
Yeah, that's our whole thing.
And when you travel, you do that. You'll post up in spots and fish a little bit, and we get yep. to have some nice whiskeys and just see what happens.
Interactions. And
but some people get FOMO, and they go, go to that place.
That's true, and they have a schedule.
Oh, yeah, we got to be here tomorrow. Get that.
Dude, like, no, I can't.
Throw it in the water.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And see what happens.
Definitely.
So just that sip of me made me think of us posting up at a couple places in Japan. And just
there's some nice spots like, there. Even that spot when we first linked up. Because we'd ride there separately. And then we went up to the Tokyo Tower Bar,
yeah.
which was like a beautiful view, but it was so weird. There was no one there.
yeah.
And it was like this giant like view. You're just sat at a bar with this view, and it was just amazing. It was so beautiful. That's fucking... I got to go back, dude. I want to go back so bad.
I was trying to tee it up this year, but I just couldn't make it up.
I want to go back so bad. Are you coming to Spain?
End of August again?
So August 29 to 31st is like the small festival in Banyoles. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to go there for a couple days, rent a house there.
Yeah.
And then we're going up to the island, the little magic island we rented. We're renting that again.
If my finances stay good like they are right now,
yeah.
then yeah. But if I the summer's always hit and miss for me. If I can't figure it out.
And it's like 1,500 euros a head.
Yeah.
That's what we're all throwing in, plus your plane ticket. But that gets you a week.
Yeah.
And a chef.
I might, like, if I come, I wouldn't come for the whole thing, I don't think.
Yeah, okay.
Just because.
Yeah, it's your fucking season.
It's my season.
It's your school season.
But school's been drying up for me.
I feel that, though.
It's the time.
You know what? And that's okay.
Theaters have been coming in big for me, so I'm moving. I'm just in a
Well, that's the thing. Just because schools are not doing it, that doesn't mean it's over. That's usually.
Oh, I didn't think it was over.
Yeah. No.
Why are you saying that?
Hear me out.
Who said it was over?
Hear me out. I think you still have a lot left in you.
Thanks, man.
But what I'm saying is, like, every great comedian,
yeah,
that was just like a stepping stone.
Yeah, and that's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to step on some stones.
Yeah,
that's why I'm moving to Austin.
Is anybody old doing colleges still?
Yeah,
who's like any magic?
Dude, I have lunch with a guy coming up who is trying to break into colleges, and he's 70.
He's
66.
What does he do though? He must be like,
he's gonna talk, I guess. He used to be in Blue Rodeo. You ever heard of that band? He's like, I've done a Junos and a bunch of great stories, and I'm like, yeah, let's go. So we'll see. Find out. I'm gonna hang out with him on Thursday and see what his speech is like.
Yeah, dude, the community colleges are gonna love him.
Who knows, man? It's pretty inspiring. He's sitting there talking about Johnny Cash. It's pretty cool. To me, I don't know. Young kids like Johnny Cash, maybe. Right? 19-year-olds love Johnny Cash.
That's so sad. I'm sorry.
I think it's great.
No, you don't.
I don't.
You know he's not going to watch this.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, no.
Yeah, so
he wouldn't care.
Tell us how you really feel.
Shout out to Bob. His name's Bob, actually.
Hey.
Shout out to Bob.
Let's do something here. We'll do a little Bob talk. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Can we get another empty thread in? We got another empty thread from chat.
Nope.
From Philip.
It can't. Doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit.
If this is bad,
yeah,
I will
drag him in gravel from his feet until he fills up.
I will cancel your.
Yeah, that can be gory if you think about it.
That's what I'm saying. I will drag him naked through gravel until he fills up.
All right.
Phil.
Yeah. Philip Beaudoin. So, Chris, I will break into your studio. Open your rear sealed card decks, replace the cards with cigarettes, and reseal them.
Don't tempt me with a good time, is what I got to say.
You would never notice.
Yeah.
You're not opening those decks anyways.
That's the one thing people don't understand. It's like, I have stuff, doesn't mean I like it.
Yeah, for sure.
I've been trying to explain that to people. It's like, just because I have a lot of stuff doesn't mean I love my stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, you could literally, I don't care about any of this stuff, but it's good for videos. People like it. It's fun to look at. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I could part with that.
Yeah.
We're up to 41 viewers, by the way.
Let's go.
Yeah. Woo! Milestones.
Hey, first live Bob ever. You guys are awesome. We're getting pretty trashed on this podcast, not going to lie. All right, Virginia.
You don't have to.
We're getting trashed.
Virginia, this might be squirrel. Might be barrel squirrel.
All right, fuckers. Let's see if you listen to this one.
It's cruel.
Again, rehash of my previous message. That message was, I am somewhat famous for my time in the Marine Corps for almost or actually shitting myself. So what are your best shitting yourself or almost shitting yourself stories?
Excellent. That's a question
That's
worth
a
asking.
Phenomenal question.
Holy shit.
I don't know if you want to tell us one.
Which one are you thinking about? The one on the roof?
Which one are you thinking
about? No, I don't want to tell that one. No, I don't want to tell that one. Not telling that one. You tell one. I just said enough. That's enough.
I can't tell that one?
No.
Eric will tell it next time he comes on.
That was a five.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's a five-word story. The one on the roof. Done. Yeah, that's it. That's all you need.
Oh, my gosh.
Roofs are high and not where toilets
hey,
are.
Eventually, circle back to this pod because eventually that story's coming out.
And yeah, but that's coming out on stage. That's not coming out here. That's a stage.
All right, let me know if you need any tags because I got a few. do you have it? I mean, I have one time I was fishing. And, you know, there's something about when you're out in the open and, like, we go fishing at, like, 5 in the morning. We rent a boat and we head to this, like, giant dam where we're just, like, it's fucking sick, dude. Fog everywhere. Right? But also 5 in the morning. So you're on your first coffee and you're kind of, like, fresh outside and your stomach is starting to all of a sudden.
No.
You know when you feel heat yeah. in you?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, ooh, that's going to be, if I fart, that'll be hot. It'll be like a hot fart. And the smaller bubbles in my stomach started forming a larger bubble. I felt like goo, 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 until it was too big to contain. I was like, oh, I have to shit immediately. This is an emergency. Stop everything. My buddy, I think it was Jean-Luc, and he's like, all right, just let me, I'm like, no, pull the fucking line up, get the anchor in the fucking boat. We got to go. And we were like a 7-minute boat ride. I'm like, panicking like Holy. This, right? And we have little seats in the boat. I stand up. I'm like this. I'm like, okay, we just gotta go. I can't sit at this point. Holy. If I sit, I'm gonna fucking shit myself. So I'm standing, and we start driving the boat. Every wave, I'm like anticipating the wave. I'm like going like this.
Oh my god!
And I'm literally telling him like, pull over here. I'm shit in the water. I'm gonna shit in the water. Oh. Pull over here. I'm gonna shit in the water. I'm gonna shit in the water, bro. He's like, you can't shit in the water. I'm like, I'm gonna shit myself. I have to shit in the water. And like, he pulled over on a dock. I ran. I've only seen this in movies. I was holding my asshole shut with my hand as I was running. I thought that was a stupid hack thing that we did in movies to like. Slapstick comedy, yeah. And I literally, if I didn't do that, I was like, I have to plug my asshole. I'm gonna shit all over the place. So I'm holding my ass. I'm running. I go into a restaurant. I'm like, can I use your bathroom? They're like, it's only for employees. I'm like, I'm gonna shit myself. And they're like, go ahead. And I literally, the second I got some on the toilet, like it was on the way down. One more second, and I was out. So I sympathize with Squirrel. You know, for shitting himself in the Marines, dude. That's like the Marine Corps. You see the Marine Corps?
Yeah.
Those are like, the hardest dudes ever.
It sounded the way he worded it like it was a frequent occurrence, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he said famous.
Yeah, for shitting or almost shitting himself.
He said shitting or almost?
Yeah. He added both those. So I think, I don't know.
I think he knows he shit. He told them he almost shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to see Squirrel in person in Arlington. I got a show in Arlington April 28th.
Yeah,
and that's close enough.
Great so question.
Come
Great
through
question.
To Arlington April 28th. Come through to Burlington April 26th.
I'll be there.
Chris is coming to that one. We're all going to be there, a whole crew.
Yeah, Burlington, Chris, definitely show
everybody.
Up.
So April 26th and 28th, we're doing the Tons.
This Burlington, is
Arlington.
Eric LeClaire.
Okay.
Yo, Bob Top. I'm driving back from Toronto with Alex Boyer.
Yo.
And we both would like to know, what is your most sexual, your most awkward sexual encounter?
Both for Wes and for Chris. What's the most awkward time? What was the most awkward, you know what I mean?
Perfect.
Say it in English. Also, let me know, text me what it is.
He said, text me what it is because you know I won't listen to this. Most awkward sexual encounter? I mean,
a picture of mine.
You have a picture of yours? No. Pretty sure it's illegal.
I'll show you guys.
Pretty sure it's illegal in every state. I'll tell you mine right now is my first one. My first one was my most awkward. And I was with this girl. All right. Shout out Charlie Ann. Wild name. Yeah. But yeah, she was hot and I was in high school. And one day she goes, hey, she calls me and she goes, my parents are out of town. You want to come over? Yes. And now I'm thinking, dude, I'm thinking two things. I'm thinking, first of all, holy shit, it's happening. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit, it's happening. Second thing I'm thinking is, I definitely shouldn't have jerked off 8 times today because I have no cum left. As a teenage boy, I was all fresh out, just gooning all day by myself and then get the phone call. But I'm like, I can't. I got to muster it up. I got to figure out a way. So I go to her house. Oh, yeah. She's wearing some lingerie. It was all like a movie, dude. It was like American Pie for me, right? And I was like, oh, let's go. And I'm like, well, since I can't perform the act, right, because I'm a little flaccid from my marathon. I'm gonna go down on this lady, and I'm thinking to myself, "Boy, is she in for a treat." Now, at this point, I've never actually seen a real vagina.
Yeah.
You know, so I was just surprised that there was like even different types. Like I didn't even know, right? So I'm down there, kind of in the dark, yeah, not really knowing what's going on. I've only seen pictures. This is before pre-Pornhub.
Yeah, no access to the good information. Nothing.
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
What your uncle sort of mentioned halfway.
I'm guessing, what this thing should look like and where I should be, what I should be doing. Everything I'm going to do is just hearsay for me that I'm trying to perform.
Yeah.
And I get down there and I'm just going to town. I go to town for like 10, 15 minutes. You know, I can't feel my tongue. And she pulls my chin. I remember her pulling my chin up, like stopping me. And I'm like, what's up, baby? and she goes, maybe you should try licking the clitoris.
Oh, God.
And I go, oh, yeah, if that's what you're into. Yeah. Right? And I'm like, anyways. So then I didn't even know what she was referring. I thought I was licking the clitoris the entire time. But apparently she just had an irritated belly button for like 3 weeks. I don't know.
What did you actually say to her though?
I was like, oh yeah, no worries.
Yeah, it's
because oh yeah, like
sure.
Yeah, I'll get to that.
Sure.
I was getting there.
Is that in the garage?
Yeah. It was the next thing I was gonna get. I was warming you up. I was warming you up. By the way, just a point to let me know.
I just want to make sure you know what you're.
I just want to make
about.
Sure we both are talking about the same clitoris.
Yeah.
So wild. So
left,
that was,
left or right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she's like, I want to have sex. And I'm like, yeah, I should go because my dick solved.
Man.
And that was it.
Damn.
Charlie Ann, shut up.
That's a good one. I don't know. I couldn't find the photo.
Thank goodness.
No, it's just because my
it's just a class photo from grade 8. You're like, I don't know if this is appropriate. What?
No, because mine was very similar in the sense it was I was thinking of my first time. I think everyone's first time is the most awkward one.
Yeah.
And I just have because it was Eric and Alex that called, I have a photo of Eric and Alex holding each other in front of my truck is where I lost my virginity. So I was just going to show that photo.
Oh, wow.
Right, because my truck's still at my old man's place.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I was just going to go through. It's tied into them. But anyways, the weird part about that made it awkward for me was like because I was on top and I was like just sweating in her eye.
He knows what that's about.
Surprisingly, I don't sweat a lot during sex.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, really.
You know, you can just say you don't have sex a lot. You can just say that. You can skip all the other words.
Like, come in 2 seconds.
It's like, you know, trying to work up a sweat, dude. I'm like, you sweat when you game, dude. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's intense. It's important.
Oh, that's weird. Do you, like, after you come, you're just, like, pouring sweat?
Not even. No. Like, that's something I thought about in my life already.
Is it because you're covered in blankets and it's just absorbing, your bed's absorbing it?
No, I don't know. I really don't know.
Because he sweats a lot. Green's like a notorious sweater.
I've never noticed that about you, and I've known you for years.
Yeah.
I've seen you sweat.
He hides
once.
It well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're.
I have like tampons under my arms.
Okay, that makes sense. That's how those are used.
Yeah, not his tampons.
Yeah. They're free in the garbage cans. Just go anywhere.
Yeah, women's bathrooms. You can just find them there.
They're still absorbent.
It's fine. Yeah, they didn't. Only half used. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, good question. Great questions. Yeah. That is it for Bob Talk. We didn't have the little jingle, but there it is.
I mean, Eric will be here for the next podcast. So we can ask him, but like, I'm sure Eric's got some crazy, like, his most awkward ones must be untouchable. He's a very awkward guy. Alex's, I think, would borderline. I don't even want to know. Yo,
wait.
You're screening that one.
100%. Let me up. Oh, I heard this one before.
Okay.
This is one I've heard. He said if everyone in the world stopped sneezing.
I've never heard this one.
You never heard this?
No.
If everyone in the world stopped sneezing, how long would it take for the world to notice?
Yeah, I've never heard this. What a great question.
Cause I'm like, I don't think I'd ever notice.
I would. I definitely would.
What would you notice first?
I would notice it in an old movie. But this would talk about years. It would be years. I'd be watching a movie. Someone would sneeze in a movie. And I'd be like, I never sneeze. And I'd bring it up to someone like you. And I'd be like, Chris, I haven't sneezed in years. And you'd be like, neither have I.
Yeah, but I'd probably be like, I sneeze all the time, dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe. Because I feel like it would start that way. It'd be in an old movie. You see it and you go, what the hell?
Yeah, maybe.
It would be years, but...
It would take years. Yeah, it's something you don't think about when you're not doing it.
Yeah.
Like, sneezes really are off the cuff. You don't really give it a lot of thought.
No.
I feel like when a sneeze arises, it's just kind of like there. It's ephemeral, and it's out. You never think about sneezing.
Remember when we were kids and like seven sneezes is an orgasm or whatever? They'd have that math. You ever hear this? Nope.
No, funny, because in math class when I was a kid, they never taught us about orgasms.
Yeah. No, they were like, it's
weird
like
is that? Weird.
One seventh of an orgasm is a sneeze or something.
I remember hearing, don't shake it too much, because then you're like jerking off in the, like, here.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with anything.
Remind me of like sneezing is coming. I don't know. We got a dono, by the way.
All right, let's go.
From Lisa Pineapple. I have no clue why she wrote this.
Hey, Pineapple, by the way, is an international symbol of swinging.
Oh,
so,
Lisa.
Wes will be in Burlington.
Her message is just because I have to maybe re-chat a bit more to understand this.
No, I think she just donated. She said just because.
Just because.
Oh. Just because.
Well, she loves us and appreciates
five US
content.
Hey, appreciate that. Thank you so much, dude. We've made literally more money off this one podcast than we did all month on Bob because all of our shit gets flagged.
We couldn't make $100 if we tried.
No.
It's crazy.
How long have we been podding for?
To be 30 minutes? 50 minutes.
50?
Yeah.
What?
Time flies.
Dude, that's crazy.
We got to go live more often. This is way better.
This is a lot
this
fun.
This is what we do now.
Let us know if you guys enjoy this. If we could do this every couple months maybe or every so often.
Yeah, we can definitely do it. I'd be happy to do it once a month. I love it.
Yeah, we could even do it once a month maybe.
We should do a vibrator race though.
Ooh.
For one of the people that have donated so far.
Yeah. Okay. Grab two names that have donated so far and we'll send them.
Well, Lisa Pineapple.
Lisa Pineapple.
By the
and
way, she got a pineapple tattoo and she didn't know that it meant that.
Oh, you did it, Lisa? Lisa, it's.
Well, she knows now, but yeah.
Yo, Google it right now. Google, like, and if you were on a cruise ship, I saw a cruise ship actually recently. People on cruise ships, they would put like an upside down pineapple on their door.
Yeah.
And that's like the international symbol for come on in if you got a partner.
So if you're ever on a cruise ship, it's fun to put upside down pineapples on people's doors. Fun fact.
It's fun.
All right, well, let's get Lisa and JR.
Lisa and JR, you guys are fighting over bob pins and a set of four beautiful bottom of the barrel cork coasters that are actually not available anywhere else. This is the only place you can get them. And the winner of the vibrator race will be given a four pack plus a pin. Again, very limited, not available anywhere else. It's got our new Bob logo on it, which we're very happy about. As bro-y as this moment is, vibe races are actually incredibly entertaining. Yeah, leave it, leave it, leave it. Yeah. I don't think there's an actual science to it. All right, Lisa will be pink. JR. Lisa will be pink. JR will be blue. Lisa, I got you. We're going setting one. Let's do setting one.
Setting four. I don't care. Setting four is good. It's a pulser. I don't know. I'm just going to go to put it on wherever you want.
Before we start, we just got another dono by Reeling $10 US.
Nice. What do you say?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, he didn't want it. My
favorite kind of donation. All right. JR? Yeah. You got JR. I got Lisa.
On your mark.
Get set.
Get set. Bye.
Let's go. All right. Nice, nice, nice. Lisa's actually out in the front. Lisa's out in the front. Oh, this is a fast one.
It's neck and tail.
No, dude, I'm Lisa's. Let's go, Lisa.
Roll and flip, Lisa. Oh, Lisa's gonna. She might come get stuck twice here. Before JR comes once.
Yeah, but she
go
went.
JR, turn, JR, turn, go, JR. God damn it.
You shouldn't have pulsed it. Lisa, was this yours? Yeah, this one's yours. Lisa.
How do you stop him?
You keep fingering on it.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta whisper to it. You gotta whisper to it, like, stop.
JR, I shouldn't have pulsed it. Sorry, I fucked you, JR.
Lisa, congratulations. I want you to hit us up on, if you're a Patreon member, hit us up on Patreon. If not, DM us on Instagram at podcastinthebarrel.
Yep.
And we'll, Green will hook you up. He'll be sending these out to you. Thank you so much. For the donations, and see what that gets you when you're generous over here. We give back.
That's right.
We're in a giving mood.
Baby gives back.
You want to swipe that little?
That was a weak one. I haven't done that in a while. Impressions. Okay, Chris, here's the scene.
Right.
I'll give you the scene, and you're going to do the sound effects impression of the scene. Okay? This is what happens. Okay. This is the whole scene. You're going to do all the sound effects for it afterwards. That'll be your impression. A guy comes up on a dog sled, okay, cracking the whip on a dog sled. Yeah, no, I'll tell you the whole scene, and then you do it for me. Right, he pulls up, and then he gets out, and then he's walking through the snow, crunching through the snow. So what does that sound like? Pulling up on a dog sled, crunch through snow.
Yeah! Yeah, mush! Whoa!
Pay this man. He's a folio artist. This is amazing, dude. I thought I was in the scene.
Right?
I thought I was deep in the scene.
It's a terrible impression.
That was pretty good. I was impressed with you.
Let's do this.
Okay.
You are a Russian pimp. but your client, you're arguing with your client. I'll be the other client.
Okay.
I'm Chinese. No, I'm kidding. Maybe I'm Chinese. I just don't have a Chinese accent.
There you go. Now we're talking.
And you're arguing with me about the fact because I specifically requested
a 7 foot tall
Eastern European lady, and you're delivering like 6'9" bitches.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very unhappy.
Makes sense.
So.
This is 7 feet. This is 7.
This is not. No, I'm kidding. I'm not Chinese anymore. What can I be? What am I allowed to be? Chat.
But be French Canadian.
This is like one.
How you measure in Canada?
One and alpha meter. Not even close to 7 feet. You. I still sound Chinese.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm going to start speaking French Canadian if we do this because I don't know how to do it.
This is terrible. Let's get rid of this one.
Yeah.
Chad, what do you think?
Yeah.
All right. That's get rid of it.
That was great.
That was pretty
good. That was a good effort.
Yeah. Yeah, somehow. It was like a French Canadian Chinese guy. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, just like, where do you meet even 6'9 girls? Your lower number was quite
I saw
high.
A video actually.
Of 6'9 chicks?
Yeah, it was a 6'9 girl. I'm not going to pull it up, but she was, where's my phone? Oh, I wanted to pull something up though. Maybe a fun fact. Oh, also, this was something me and the boys were talking about the other week. We were just chilling, and we said, if you could have, and this goes for chat too. Maybe you guys can comment this below. But if you could put yourself through anything, right? Without experiencing pain, without dying. Anything whatsoever once. You could do this once. Would you throw a hook through your nose and be bait for a great white shark? Would you jump out of an airplane without a parachute? Like, you have one chance to experience the thrill of death without dying. What would you do?
You know, when I was like nine, something like that, the movie Congo came out.
I remember Congo. That was violent as shit, dude.
Yeah. Ever since then, I've wanted to go into with the silverback gorillas
yeah.
in the Congo.
They were ripping people apart.
I think I want to go in there. Ooh. I think if I can go in, they're going to tear my arms off and beat me over the head with them and eat yeah. me or whatever, but I'm going to come out okay.
I'd like to be in sick. Like a firing squad, maybe.
Like receiving or giving?
I mean, first giving and then receiving. But, or what
you
about
have a one man firing squad if you go over there?
Yeah. What about Iron Maiden?
You get to do both at the same time. Is that where the spikes on it?
And yeah. It? Where it closes out on you like an Iron Maiden torture device.
That's sick.
Green?
Yeah. I got a super gay one, which is pretty funny. I just thought of it.
Yep.
The guy who died getting fucked by a horse. I'm just thinking about that.
Yeah, man. Whatever you want to get
hey,
done.
Dude, whatever you want to.
I'm proud.
You don't actually need to. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm proud. I'll try it out.
But you got a pretty gaping. What's that?
UFC, going against like Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, and get your head hammer fisted.
Yeah. Those sounded like the same thing to me.
Yeah,
the horse and Brock. They're gonna end the same way for you.
He's like,
call him a little bitch. Or
Brock
something.
Just getting fucked with Brock Lesnar.
fighting a horse in the UFC.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Like a gas chamber or something. Like just like being like what would that feel like?
Or like or getting killed by Jack the Ripper. Like I want a notorious a serial murderer. He does me in. That'd be pretty neat, right?
Or like just be there with like Timothy McVeigh or something
mm-hmm.
in that building.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma or whatever.
Yeah. Or be on the right flight at the right time.
So or in the
awful
building.
Close to those buildings.
Or in the building in 9/11, just being like
imagine the feeling.
And then the building starts blowing up and you're like where are the fucking planes? You're like, I signed up to get hit by a plane.
I gotta hope, out of all the people that have died horribly in that building, I gotta hope there's one guy that saw it coming in the window and was like, I guess I don't owe Visa anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
He felt good. He was like, ah, I don't have to worry about that mortgage payment. Like,
it's true.
One moment of like, ah, fuck it. That's great. You know?
Must feel good.
Must feel good.
Must be a great feeling.
Yeah. If you can grab that feeling.
Yeah.
Out of all the other feelings that might be coming in,
yeah,
if you could grab that one,
yeah,
that'd be the one.
Yeah, you
to hang on to.
Yeah, you weren't probably going to survive for long if that's what you're thinking about, anyways. But there's a lady who actually she's got the last receipt before 9/11.
What do you mean?
So like as the towers are coming down, she was in like a gift shop downstairs,
whoa.
And she's like and they're like, oh my god, something's happening. And she's like, okay, but yeah, I really need it. She's like getting an extension cord for her daughter or something. It was something just completely arbitrary. And she still has that receipt.
You see, you ever see the meme with or not a meme? I guess it's just a photo of the guy in the Mr. Peanut costume out of the street.
Wow!
Looking up at the building, smoking. It's like, where were you? And then
it's unfortunate.
Was in a Mr. Peanut.
It was just a Mexican guy, like dressed up, like type deal.
I guess
we got a couple of cool ones in the chat, by the way. Before we get too far away from the subject,
let's go.
One concrete shoes and getting dropped into Mariana's Trench.
Mariana's Trench. Oh, that'd be so sick.
That'd be a good place on Earth, basically.
That is a good one.
The pressure must be nuts.
And also, what's down? It's dark. Just with a flashlight.
Give me a huge flashlight.
Yeah, a big flashlight.
Yeah, with a flashlight in your hands, I guess, would be a good one.
Yeah, a flashlight that doesn't get crushed by.
Right.
Yeah.
There's another one just walking out into space. Just like,
I thought
walking
about that
out
too.
Of, like, a space shuttle.
Setting
or something.
Foot on Mars.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I want a blue whale. I want to be Pinocchio. I want to go into the blue whale.
Didn't a guy do that?
Have a little campfire inside?
I think someone actually did that.
Oh.
And survived.
What? That was I think it was a wooden doll that came to life.
Okay, yeah. No, that's what I said. A real boy did it.
Yeah, okay.
Right. And we got another dono from JR. COVID.
Hey. Oh, he went
again? Because Wes screwed me over with the pulse. Oh, that's JR. She vibrates.
Fair enough.
I read it out loud. I was like, I don't know.
All right, he's making us drink. JR, appreciate you.
Yeah, no, it's good. Good. I got a part-time job as a school bus driver that I got to do after this, but that's all right.
You're like, there goes my 4-month token.
Yeah. Man, that's good stuff. Let's really drink all that tonight.
I might actually.
Just sit right there and just do it, man.
If you don't, I will.
We're up to an hour, by the way. I don't know how long you guys want to go for the live.
Well, we're not doing a Patreon this week, so.
So let's keep it going.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah. You guys having a good time? How many people we got?
We're up to 41.
Hey, that's what you said last time.
Peaking. Hey, next time when we ask, can you just lie to us?
Yeah.
You don't have to give us a real number. You could be like, we're at 600 people, and we would feel so hyped.
Damn, 600.
We would have been so stoked. And you gave us 41 again.
Yeah.
And when people are watching this later, they're not going to know.
This is a pretty good live bob also.
It's a great
I got to say. It's not like a big event. Like, we're not pulling out all the stops.
Okay.
But this is a good bob.
Eric's coming for the next podcast.
That's true.
Here's the thing. I want to hold an intervention for Eric. Okay?
He's not doing anything.
No, this is the thing. He is. He's got a real problem. He quit smoking years ago, right?
Yep.
Selfish, right? Okay, maybe he can't afford it. That's fine. But now he's getting in shape. How does that make me feel? How does it make you feel?
Yeah.
Not good, right? He's making us feel bad about ourselves.
Not great, yeah.
Because his body's great.
All right.
He doesn't drink that much. He's taking joy out of the world. He used to be the funnest drunk at the party at all times.
Yeah, he has become a worse friend, honestly. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. What is it?
He's a girlfriend now.
A serious girlfriend?
Yeah,
right?
Serious relationship.
So, like, he's stealing joy from the world.
Yeah, you're right.
He's very self-centered. So, I think tomorrow, using those as our baseline, we hold a very serious intervention for him eventually. Let him settle into the pod.
Yeah.
And then we, like, this is what
give
we
brought
you
here. Give him an 8-ball of Coke.
And then give him an 8-ball of Coke. There you go. Yeah, exactly.
And be like, listen, buddy, we need you to be a better friend.
You just pull on that, the barrel doesn't do beers anymore.
Coke comes pouring out of this. Be like, we need you to be your better friend.
Yeah, come on, man.
You used to be fun.
Yeah. Everyone. Yeah, I used to be a lot of fun. That's what I want to do tomorrow.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I'm going to do it.
Eric is looking good. He's pretty
great.
It depends on the lighting, but
it's easy because he posts a lot of shirtless photos these days.
Yeah, I always feel like he still looks like he's melting.
I wonder why, because I have that too. I'm like, I thought it'd be better by now.
Yeah.
That's what I think sometimes.
It looks like a melting man.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him.
Yeah.
I don't look any better. I look like a fucking stack of pancakes.
Yeah.
So it's not.
You look gross at all times.
Yeah.
I often think that about you.
But I mean.
It's fine though.
I'm not taking my shirt off.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not showing everybody that I look like a candle.
Yep. I definitely have struggled.
Yeah. How's your hair doing?
My hair's holding in there.
Dude, I think I'm getting more hair.
I'm doing good.
I think it's working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think we're doing great hair-wise.
Pills are doing miracles. I had, speaking of hair stuff, we had Nelson here.
Oh, yeah.
Memory
great
champ.
Segue.
Yeah.
Love that.
He's such an awesome
Can't
dude.
Remember where he put his hair, but he's awesome dude. the less hair you have, the more head you get.
True. It, right? True. Great. Great
line.
Is that Aristotle? We went to, Nelson and I went to go see Luigi, our buddy Luigi Vendetelli. He's a UFO guy. Hung out with him.
For a video?
I had him on the pod.
Oh.
On the
Nelson
Area 52 pod,
Luigi.
And so I wanted to introduce Nelson to him. He's super chill. Like, he's got his office. He's working on the Bob Lazar documentary, like the big one, Gravator, Project Gravator, which is fucking incredible, dude. The stills he's shown me and like the metahumans they're using. It's they're doing deep fakes. Like they filmed for 2 years or worked on this for 2 years with Bob Lazar himself, and it's going to be incredible. It looks incredible. So we end up going there, and we end up just talking aliens and UFOs and stuff. And did I tell you he showed
me? Did you see a UFO recently?
I did, yeah. I was in the Bahamas 3 nights in a row, actually.
Yeah, we're just skipping that over, but all right.
And no one's going to believe me. It doesn't matter.
That's fair.
And you saw one in the Bahamas
3 nights in a row. I was out on the deck, and I literally said, because I know Chris Bledsoe, this guy. If you look on Instagram, Chris Bledsoe. If you check him out, he posts almost daily of these orbs.
Yeah, they're insane.
Yeah.
Insane how often he posts about them.
He's got a book out called UFO of God.
Yeah.
Very, very good book on Audible if you want to listen to it. And it tells his story about his abduction and what he's gone through. And now he summons these UFO on command. He's brought over 2,500 people out there. He's not charging anybody. He's very religious. And he believes there's a spiritual connection to God with this stuff. But he basically just summons them by, you know, projecting out into the universe that he believes that God will show him these whatever. So I tried this, and lo and behold, I see this orb start, like, just literally, like, glowing, not flashing, out of nowhere, glowing, glowing, and then moving. And I'm like, huh. And hindsight, I'm like, okay, maybe it was a Firefly or,
sure,
you know, well, it definitely wasn't a satellite or a plane or anything celestial. It couldn't have been, right? So I'm thinking maybe it's a, and then I see it again. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's just as high as the stars. And I'm like, that's so weird because it's not, I can imagine a satellite going by and like glimmering, like if it's rotating, it's catching some type of reflection. But now it's appearing at different spots. It appeared 6 times at different spots when I asked it to, which is super weird. Next night, I'm like, well, same again. And the next night, same again. So it was like 3 nights in a row where I spent hours just sitting outside looking at the stars, communicating with this ET craft, apparently.
That's trippy, man.
Yeah. But anyways, so we're hanging with Luigi, yep. And he did I ever tell you about the photo he has of a being?
Before you get to the photo, got a little dono from Tom Barnes. A couple of great British pounds for y'all. So he gave us 2 British pounds.
Nice. Thanks, Tom Barnes.
Thank you. Not worth interrupting.
Definitely worth it. I thought. Yeah, thanks, definitely worth Tom. Interrupting us. No. It's $6 to interrupt us.
One
Tom.
For each of you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks, bro.
But yeah, did I ever tell you about the picture he has?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Of an alien? Of a creature?
Nope.
I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to get into it because so he's shown this to me once before. I'm not going to tell a story behind it because it's not for me to tell. But this photo isn't allowed to be public, put it that way, because the person who took it does not want it to be public.
Whoa.
But he obtained it through, I could say, a police officer, put it that way. He showed this to me.
George Floyd had a picture of UFO.
Exactly.
Wow.
And so Luigi, it's not one photo. It's like a series of like 8 photos. And there's even, he's sent it off to the guy that works at NASA. And the guy there wrote back like, yeah, whatever's in that photo was there.
Whoa.
So unless this lady who's super religious and freaked out, unless she, put a doll there that looks like this, a 3-foot doll.
Holy shit.
Then yeah, because he's like he's a genius in spectronomy and like all this stuff, right? So he uses
Luigi
all
is?
This no this this guy oh, really? He sent okay. it to, and he details all the software he used to determine like the shadows moving across its face and everything else, because through the multiple photos that this was really there, and and she described it moving towards her, which he confirmed in the photos, like, yeah, that's what it looks like it was doing. So, but he could never share this photo. And there's some,
why?
Well, because the lady never gave permission,
but it keep was her anonymous,
but it was an official investigation. It was like this whole thing.
What does Mario say?
So, so I walk in his office and he blew up the picture and it's like right there. And I'm like, ooh, and Nelson saw it too. He's like, ooh. And we were both, it's spooky. It's spooky because you know, it's real.
Oh, that's awesome.
And there are some details I'll tell you off pod about the photo that align with about 4 other descriptions of this particular creature from 4 sources that don't know each other, that are just completely independent. And they're so specific physically, not the gray, whatever. They're so specific, like weirdly specific. All 4 of these accounts, drawings and everything. And from people who don't know each other, that you're like, this has to be real, because no way some 4 people would make up the same attributes,
right?
Because they're so wild,
right? More than just like height and eyes,
yeah.
It's like actual.
So it freaked me out. We were kind of like, me and Nelson was like, he's like, yeah, it's haunting. Like Nelson's like, I still think about that. Like, it's bizarre when you see the photo. You're like, oh, that's, yeah, that's real. That's like, whew, it doesn't sit well.
Damn.
So that happened. I got to see that. That was pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah. Maybe one day we'll bring on Luigi, and maybe one day Luigi will be like,
just do it, Luigi.
Here's a photo. But if you want to see it one day, if we're ever hanging out.
If we're ever hanging out,
I'll have him show you.
Yeah. I would love that.
It's like, it's less like, it's not clear. Like,
I know.
So you're not like, oh my God. But it's like, when you see it, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
You kind of notice it. It's wild.
I'm into this, man. That's great.
Anyways, should we end it there?
I'm sure, yeah.
I have piss. That's why I'm saying that.
Makes sense.
I might just piss here. My shit here.
Fuck. Yeah, make a good story.
Yeah.
Could happen again.
My shit here. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
What do you think? Do we cover everything? Do we cover all the bases?
We covered most of the bases. We'll never cover them all, but that's the point.
Cover one last base.
You know, I mean, I can't follow up you seeing a real alien with my nonsense. So maybe we did
try.
I'm panicking now. I'm buckling under the pressure. The impossible weight.
We got any questions? Should we get through some questions?
You know, I wasn't going to bring it up because I know you don't like. You don't like interacting with people. I know you're like you always say like they're beneath us, Wes. Fuck them. You always say, right? Always. You're like, who cares? You know,
right?
So I didn't want to bring it up.
Okay.
But if you're willing to, you know.
Chat's like, hey, we're just 40 people in chat. You can share the photo. We won't.
Yeah. I don't have it.
Yeah.
I was not allowed to have it.
Oh.
I was not allowed to take a photo of it. I'm not allowed to have it.
I took a sneaky photo the other day. This is hilarious.
How old was she?
I don't know. Because it wasn't me. It was a photo I took of another guy's phone that he was holding.
Oh, I love these. I love these. I had one of these of this lady like just being like, she was texting like fucking French people or whatever,
buddy,
and I caught her.
I cannot wait to show you this. I'm so excited.
Chad, if you got questions, by the way, now's the time. We're going to be taking questions before we wrap this up.
Oh, I sent it to my friend, so I'll just Google that. That'll be easier. Okay, Google. Idiot. I'm an idiot. Okay. So this guy's... this guy is talking to us and showing us, you can't, this is not something you can show there, but he's showing us home videos, and then this girl comes up and starts hitting on him. He's like a really good looking dude. And she starts chatting with him, and he's just holding that, and he's trying her not to see it. So I'm just like, and they had such a long conversation. This phone's just so wide open.
Is that a photo or a video?
It's a video. But,
it looks like such a good video.
I think it was on pause. It was a great video.
That's a great video.
Home video. So funny.
Is it a tall guy?
Yeah.
It seems like it.
He's everything you
seems think. Like it in the video.
Yeah. He looks very tall in that video for sure. So funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And like, as if he's showing us the best video I've ever seen, right? Home video.
Yeah.
And talking, and then this hot chick just starts talking to him. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, she's super hot.
Yeah. I was like, this guy lives a different life than me.
So funny.
It was wild.
Amazing. We'll put that up in post.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Chris, do you trim your own beard or have someone do that for you?
Yeah, great question. So glad we got to this. I trim my own beard, and then like once every 2 months, I'll go see a barber.
You get so mad half the time when you come back from the barber.
Yeah, I don't like it.
They cut it too short, too much, and you freak out.
They fuck it up.
You're like, oh,
is that it?
Spends the next half an hour doing this.
We got another really good question. How old are you, Chris?
40.
Just turned 40. Yeah.
What else?
Wes, do you still have the burger catapult? My parents got into an argument about the whole thing. It was great.
The burger catapult is currently in Green's garage. And he probably doesn't even know that.
It's behind the body?
It's in your shed.
Beside the body.
Yeah. It's in your second shed, the one you're probably never going to.
The one with the hole?
Yeah. No, the other one. The one in the back.
We don't talk about that one.
Yeah, we don't talk about that one. Yeah.
How much to donate for Chris to piss his pants on the podcast?
I'd piss on Chris for $600.
I'll do it for like 10 grand. Yeah. I'd do it for 10 grand. I'm gonna fuck.
Yeah.
Real fuck.
And people have been mentioning it's your birthday soon, Wes. Is that true?
Yep.
It's in 2 days.
Oh, in two days. 38?
Yeah. So Joshua Harris 38. Says happy birthday.
Yeah. You don't like saying that, do you?
38. Not a mind.
No, you do mind. I just read that off you.
38.
You're so used to saying 37.
I don't mind at all. It's fine. I'm not scared about my life. It's going exactly like I drew it up.
Yeah.
It's going exactly like I drew it up.
38.
Couple of kids. I own a house. You know, usual.
Small town living.
Small town living, yeah.
That's it.
Sick job.
That's it.
Dope.
Well,
thank you very much.
That about wraps it for fucking our first live podcast.
First live podcast. Oh, that's a good time to cancel there.
Jesus Christ. It was amazing.
This is great. I'm glad we got it working.
Fuck yeah, me, we were scrambling.
We had to go buy a piece.
Yeah, but we got it to work. I'm really... Shout out to Spade for helping us out.
Yes.
Spade helped us out on the
tech. He found the solution.
He did find the solution. And shout out to Green for going out and buying the solution.
I can't believe it was the final solution.
Shout out for me for paying for the solution.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. All right. We'll see you guys on the next fucking podcast. Next week, we got Eric LeClaire joining us, and you know that that's going to be a wild fucking time. So
yeah,
definitely stay tuned for that. Thank you for the donations. Thank you for all you do, for all the support. Wes,
tell three friends. Thank you.
Peace.
Bye. Peace.
End stream.
Should be.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.